This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Walt Disney Company's quarterly profits beat expectations when they came out late yesterday. Still, the number of people signing up for Disney Plus streaming came in low. Disney stock is up 1.4% in pre-market trading now. The company did have some gambling news that turned heads. It owns ESPN, which is licensing its brand to a casino company, Penn Entertainment. By this fall, Penn's sports betting company will relaunch as ESPN Bet. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
According to a count by the American Gaming Association, gambling on sports is now legal in 38 states and the District of Columbia. And Charles Schrager, a professor of marketing at both NYU and Fordham, says that means
betting in the United States is no longer a gray market.
Not only is that market not gray, it's growing. And ESPN wants to be a part of that multi-billion dollar industry. Because right now, Schrager points out, the network
generates a lot of cash in a dying segment of the entertainment business. And that dying segment is traditional television.
Schrager says this move monetizes the ESPN brand in new ways. Meanwhile, Penn Entertainment, the gaming company, gets ESPN's reach and promotion, points out Brandon Nispel, an analyst at KeyBank.
It sets them up pretty well because now they have a bigger audience and the brand name of ESPN.
You might say it's a bet that each sports fan could be a potential gambler. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.